morning, everybody. It's an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to have a great service. It's almost like one of those Super Bowl Sundays for church because we got water baptism. And water baptism is just always one of my favorites. Amen?
Amen.
So you might have seen all the things that we have up here. Angie Gates is going to come up and explain this to us in a little while, something new that's going on that God's doing in our midst and doing in our midst for the neighborhood. So that is an awesome program that Angie's going to share about in just a minute. This has been a busy week. Before we greet each other, I just want to remind us all the good things God's been doing. So start out with Monday, where we did Feeding America with the mobile food pantry. And we served, my best guess from the numbers they were telling me, somewhere north of 120 families we were able to serve and give out food and groceries to them. So praise God. Amen. He could have done that a lot of different ways. He chose to do it through us. So I just thank God for using us to meet the needs in our neighborhood. And then Friday night, we had a joint service with Downtown Christian Church. And that was awesome. A lot of prophecy, worship, a lot of encouragement, a lot of prayer. And I think a lot of people got touched and encouraged on Friday. Amen? Even with some healings that happened. So I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, so much for what you're doing in our midst. As you continue to strengthen us and mature us and grow us, Lord, we are growing numerically and we're growing spiritually. And Father, we want to be mature Christians that reflect your love in this broken world that is a source of love and encouragement for everyone around us. So would you please build your church and make us into this glorious church that you talk about in your word. And Father, today we're going to have a great time here together as the family of God. We ask your blessing on us, the blessing on the worship team, blessing on me as I speak, blessing on our fellowship, Lord, whether we're just talking to one person, we're in a group of five. We just ask for your presence and your blessing in all we do today as the body of Christ. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Let's say good morning to each other.
Good morning. Who can I? Paul? Can you please sit down, Paul? Oh, okay. Thank you, Paul, for sitting down. Good morning, everybody. So joyous to be in the house of the Lord. I'm going to go over the announcements right quick. And when I say right quick, I'm going to give it like 2 seconds because I know everybody in here knows how to read. So we have water baptism today. Can I get a shout out for Jane wherever she's at? Woo-hoo! All right. And let's see, we have state primary elections, vote on Tuesday, August 2nd, prayer meeting every Saturday beginning August 6th at 9 a.m. right here. Please come out and pray, whether it be for yourself, for our church, for our neighborhood, please come out and join them. Next Saturday is August 6th, and we are having a neighborhood fun day. And I know that all of you have seen all this stuff up here. So I just kind of wanted to let everybody know that does not know what's going on. I don't know what happened. Oh, okay. So I don't know if anybody has come up here and looked at the gifts that are here on the side, the toys, but those come out of here, one apple box. All of this come out of this box. This box we can get for $10. So, I mean, if you value it, I bet this is $20 by itself. So all this other stuff here is, you know, great. So we are starting a program. I come to Mike and asked him. I had a vision. Let me start with that. I had a vision of how we can utilize my workplace. My workplace is a nonprofit organization that gets goods and then in return gives to organizations and or teachers. And with that being said, Mike and Lois had gone out, did some shopping, and this is what we come up with, all this stuff. And so my vision was to perhaps utilize some of the space that we have downstairs as a essential store. That's what this stuff here is. We want to utilize the library that is downstairs, and we want to fill the shelves with essential goods, open it up to our Wyoming neighbors only, and our congregation that may be in need. And with doing so, we want to be able to benefit the neighborhood, hopefully lead them to Christ, and then just have a full circle. And so that's what we're starting. That's what all this stuff up here is for. This is going to go for our Neighborhood Fun Day next Saturday, which if you have not signed up, I'm going to volunteer you to come in to help some way. You can pass out water or you can pray for the people, because it is about the neighborhood. It's not about us in our comfort zone. It's about us serving the neighborhood. And this stuff here we're going to go ahead and use in the library, and all of the books that are down there, we want everybody to go downstairs and feel free to take any of the books that are down there, except for the ones that are covered with the white plastic. There's two shelves down there that we're going to use those books for the store, but everything else is free game. So go downstairs, check it out. If you find a book or a CD, or if you're still into VHSs, they're there. Take them, feel free. Next Sunday will be the last day to do it. We're going to donate them otherwise. So this week, please go down. And then what else did I have? I think that's it. Other than looking forward to the church picnic on August 17th. Thank you.
Good on you. Well, awesome. Can I get some young volunteers to help with Noisy Sunday? Come on up, Silas. Are there a few others?
Huh? I forgot something.
I'm sorry, I forgot something. I guess you're probably wondering, like, how do we pay that $10? It's going to come out of Noisy Sunday's fund. So we're gonna purchase things for that room for our Noisy Sunday. So every time we have Noisy Sunday, those funds go to this. Okay? Thank you.
So if you're visiting today, what Noisy Sunday is we all bring in our loose change. And then we put our loose change in the buckets. So we're hoping to have it really noisy. You guys can go out and just kind of get everybody's change from them. And if you're thinking, well, I didn't know anything about the change, that's fine. We do take folding money. It's not as noisy, but it spends just as well. Raise your hand if you need a bucket to come by. Okay, great job. Good job, you guys. Just set it right back up there. You did really good. Good job. Man, you guys are hard workers. Can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, once again, we just want to say thank you to you for all the good things that you've blessed us with. Lord, we could go on all day long with our health, our jobs, our families, our homes, full refrigerators, full closets. Lord, we're just so blessed with all that you've done for us. Most of all, we just thank you for our relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, there's nothing greater anywhere in the galaxy than being a born-again Christian and knowing the living God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. That's why we're giving today, because we do know you. And so, Lord, we're going to give out of full hearts, cheerful hearts, and we ask that you would bless this offering, that you would glorify your name and extend your kingdom right here in Newhall. And, Lord, I ask that you would bless the givers. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
Special day in my life as I get to share the joy in seeing my wife be baptized today.
Amen.
It just makes me thankful as we enter into worship this morning, God, of what a great God that we have, as I get to share in that. And a verse that came to mind that I shared with the church this morning was how John the Baptist felt about Jesus. And he said that he baptized with water, but there's one who comes after him that he's unfit to even untie his sandals, because he baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire. That's the same person that we get to sing about this morning. I hope that you're as thankful to be able to worship together about Jesus and what he's done as what I am and what he's going to be doing in Jang's life this morning. So please stand, and we will enter into worship together. Go back and sing verse 1. Holy Spirit, come rest on us in this place. Won't you come down, Holy Spirit? Verse 2. Purify us with your fire, Lord.
Fire and wind, come and do it again. Oh. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us.
the bridge.
I know you will tell me.
Holy Spirit, we ask you to come rest on us. You're worthy of our praise this morning. We know that you're with us. Let's sing it.
Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want.
You're all we want. Again. A proclamation.
Fill me, calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart bound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me.
That again. Here I am.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you.
Sing it out and more.
Come live in me, all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise. An eagle sings.
Come live. The Lord's presence in this place this morning. He's where with us. He's in our hearts. He's waiting for us. Let's give him our praise.
breathe in me, and I will rise. On eagles,
come live.
Come live in me, oh my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise.
Let's sing, I will rise again.
Eagles sing, and I will
one more time.
And I will rise on eagle's wings.
Who am I that the highest king would but he brought me and know his love for me.
Let's sing that again.
His love for me. The high that the highest king would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me and know his love for me.
Son.
Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God.
Verse 2. Chorus for me,
who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God.
Let's sing that again.
Yes, I am. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free.
Chosen.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say.
I'm gonna start that again.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am.
Yes, Lord.
You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
Tag.
I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am.
Chorus.
Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God.
Yes, I'll study it again. Father's house.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Yes, God, you have chosen each and every one of us. And we're just so thankful for that. We're so thankful for everything that you bless us with every day, Lord. And I know sometimes we forget, and
even forget to breathe, and we try to do things in our own will and our own understanding. But you're there waiting for us to snap out of it and trust you, Lord. And we do trust you. We know that you have your hand on us in every situation. And we just give you all the praise, honor, and glory that you so deserve. Amen.
Go to verse 2.
You are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds.
Bridge, you are mine. Oh, 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 oh. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. And take me deeper than my feet could ever walk. Faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My faith made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My faith will be made stronger. Presence of my Savior.
keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine.
Oh, Heavenly Father, the words in these songs are so true. Our desire is to see you clearer. Our desire is to literally to want you more, to be closer to you, and to be able to live for you. And so, Lord, as we go from worship to the Word, would you please stir our hearts as we're reading your Scripture, as we're looking at the Holy Bible, would you please infuse us with faith, and even focus us more and more clear on you, and help us to hear your voice, that still small voice, even more and more accurately than we ever have. Would you please do that, Father? Today we celebrate water baptism, and I just pray that you would just renew in us the great joy that all of us had when we were in that baptismal tank. I pray that you bring that freshness, that great joy, that life changing event. Bring that back fresh to all of us. Would you please do that today, Lord? I ask it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was great.